You guys, we're just rocking out to some OK Go with their song Needing Slash Getting. Once again, I am with my friends Kevin and Garrett from Northern Weather, and I do want to start off that interview with the question, who's big, the biggest influence throughout you guys? Is just making music for however long it has been?
I think we got to say Free Throw. We got to throw it out to the Nashville boys.
Absolutely.
We've been listening to them since 14, really, since the first album came out. I know Rob kind of showed it to me when I had just started in the band, our guitar player and singer. So they've been very formative in a lot of our songwriting. We listen to a lot of Tidal Fight as well. So I would say those are probably the two big ones.
Okay, yeah, nice. For sure. Yeah. Do you have any difference?
Oh, no, I was just going to say that, like, the first time I saw Free Throw was back when they were a little band back at the Gyro.
And now
they're this huge band, and it's been one of our biggest influences for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I get it when you have something that you listen to for 5+ years and you just kind of keep it going, and that's when it kind of gets to you and you're like, this is something that I want to do, follow this band in their footsteps. But yeah, it's good that you guys have your influence, you guys need it. But I will send you guys down, the listeners, into that weather center to get that quick and accurate weather update.
EB Weather Center, I'm Bob Long.
And I am your DJ, Ritz. Thank you, Bob, for always giving us that quick and accurate weather update. I will send you guys back into that rock, though, with some Caesars and their song Jerk It Out. And then right after that, we do have some Joyce Manor with their song Angel in the Snow. You guys, we're just rocking out to some of the Sleeping with their song Young Vibes, Don't Run Away From Me. And continuing with this interview with our good friends over from Northern Weather, I do want to kind of let the listeners know on what's kind of coming out here soon. And I was just going to ask you guys, what are your kind of plans for any sort of new music coming out at all?
Yeah, so we have recorded an album with our very good friend Steve Perino, and we are going to be releasing that early next year. We're hoping February.
Sweet, yeah, I'm excited. Do you guys know how many songs you guys have on the album at all? Or
there are 10 full songs on the album.
10 songs.
10
okay.
songs,
wow.
Including the 3 that some people may have heard so far. So
okay, yeah, that's sweet. I'm super excited for that. What were you guys' like favorite artists growing up? Like maybe not those who were kind of influential towards your music making. But kind of more bands that you guys just enjoyed listening to.
For me, it was like Circus Survive, Blink-182, The Used, Senses
Fail. The Used is one that I got into a lot.
Oh, yeah. The Used is one of my biggest influences, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually, speaking of Circus Survive, we do have that coming up next. It is going to be their song Glass Arrows, coming from 2018. And then another local band, it is going to be Exit Left with their song Friday Nights. Had some Dance Gavin Dance, which was a request coming from Garrett sitting over here with me, and of course we do have some more coming from our good friends in Northern Weather, and that will be Trendy with their song Punk Rocker coming up next. And then right after that we do have some Yellow Card with their song Rough Landing Holly.
I look in the mirror each day, I think I need a change.
And to kick off that 5 o'clock hour, you guys, we're just rocking out to some of Mudwhale with their song Carmageddon, which is coming from that Everything in Moderation album. Of course, up next, we do have some Remember Sports with their song Up From Below. And then right after that, we do have some A Sense of Purpose with their song The Common Blind. But of course, I do want to ask you guys another question, and that is going to be kind of who came up with the name of the band, who came up with the band in general, kind of who was the one to start it all.
So shout outs to our former drummer Thursby. He's the one who came up with the name. Our singer Rob and an old friend of ours, James, started a band a while ago, brought Alex in, brought myself in, went through a couple changes. Then we brought this gentleman, Mr. Kevin, in, and we've been going strong since 2018.
Nice. Yeah. Kind of off to the side, I know that you mentioned a band that you guys had going before Northern Weather. I don't know if you'd want to talk about that.
Sure, it was called
like
Before
that.
There Was Fire, and that's all anybody ever needs to know.
But another question, I've always kind of wanted to see kind of like the recording process that different songs go through or different bands go through. But a question that I've always had was like, how many drafts of music have you guys gone through before actually picking the final result or the final product?
Yeah, and it kind of depends on the song. Some of them come together in like a couple of practices. You know, we get it all together and boom, there it is, kind of. Some of them, we jam away at it for weeks, sometimes a couple months until we get something. I know our one song that's going to be on the album called 7410, it went through a couple years worth of different, you know, fixes and iterations until we finally got what we now play. So
nice.
Sometimes it just takes a while.
Alex wrote that a long time ago too, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, Alex and Rob did, yeah, for sure.
Wow. And do you guys like have songs that you have like stockpiled away that you might like bring out and maybe remake or anything like that?
Sometimes, yeah, we get like little ideas that we you know, kind of hold on to, and we'll put it on our Google Drive or whatever, and you know, a few months later down the road, I'll be like, oh, hey, you know, that was a really cool idea. Why don't we do something with that?
Nice.
Sometimes
yeah.
we do that. So, yeah.
Sweet. Well, thank you guys. Again, up next, we do have some Remember Sports with their song Up From Below. Then right after that, we do have some A Sense of Purpose with their song The Common Blind. You guys, we're just rocking out to a bit of a demo with their song Giving In, which is coming from 2001. Up next, though, we do have some Inner Party System with their 2008 song Don't Stop. And then right after that, we do have some Enter Shikari with their song Juggernauts. I will send you guys down into that rock and get you guys going. You guys, we're just rocking out to a bit of a Theory of a Dead Man with their song Blow. I do still have our good friends from Northern Weather here with me, and we were talking a little bit, and I was wondering what you guys were thinking about doing, anything before the CD that you guys were thinking about of releasing over there in February.
Yeah, we're hoping to get one more single out there in the world in December. We're going to be dropping a song called North River Road for everybody, and it's going to have an accompanying music video. So
sweet.
We are very excited
we're
for that.
Very excited
yeah,
for that.
And kind of who came up with that one?
That goes full credit to my brother Alex Stiles.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah. But up next, I do have a bit of Hoobastank for you guys, and that is going to be Inside of You. And then right after that, we do have another local band of ours, and that is going to be Tropodelic with their song Police State. Coming from 2003, that was Fuel, with their song Falls on Me. Up next, though, and to end our hour, we do have some Papa Roach with their 2007 song Forever. And then right after that, we do have some Moby with their song Lift Me Up. To keep that rock going and to kick off that 5 o'clock hour, you guys, we're just rocking out to some Breaking Benjamin with their song, I Will Not Bow. Sadly, this will be the last time that we're hearing from our good friends from Northern Weather, but I do have just one last question for you guys. You know, as someone who's a DJ and listens to a lot of music and makes music something that's kind of a part of their lives, how would you kind of explain the process to making music?
It can be stressful, certainly. You know, we're trying to collaborate all together, but fortunately we work with, you know, each other really well, and we
kind of balance off each other's styles very well. So being friends, I guess, makes it much easier, and that much easier to communicate. And that's what it all comes down to, I think, for me, is communication.
Mm. We've definitely gotten into, like, some riffs here or there, like,
yeah.
The arguments.
Who doesn't?
But like, we always work it out, and we always create something, and that's the beauty of it, is we just love creating stuff together.
For sure.
Yeah, that's sweet. All right, I'll throw you guys into that next rock going into our 5 o'clock hour, which is going to be some City Lights with their song Just In Case, and then right after that, we will have some Envoy and their song Changes. ¶¶
89.9. The Alternation.